You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Prospecting secret, I think I'll give you a couple secrets that they're not secrets to our rank makers because, you know, we tell you guys this all the time. But number one, have posture. That'd be number one. So have posture. Posture is the belief in what you have regardless of external acceptance or approval. That greatly alters your prospecting, okay? So most people that are that would think, man, I really need to get a prospect. They're kind of pretty pleasing, or they're like, how do I get someone, right? Just pounce on them and bite their neck, right? And carry them back to the den. So most people are trying to get, you know, people. And so a postured person knows that they believe in what they have regardless of external acceptance or approval, and that they are of value, that the product, the service, the opportunity they represent has value in it. And so it's similar to, lots of things, obviously, but it's you understanding that you have value. And you don't have to get every single person. You don't have to trick people. You don't have to, force them into sign up on the page, right? You don't have to force people to do anything. You don't have to trick them. You don't have to get them. You don't have to whatever. All you have to do is show, hey, here's the value in my product, service, or opportunity. If you're open to it, great. If not, no big deal. Because a posture person believes in what they have. So ask yourself this question. So any of these amazing entrepreneurs, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, any of these guys, when they started their journey, raise your hand if you think there were people that didn't believe in the journey, right? Were there people that didn't see the vision? Or, you know, did Steve Jobs just say, yeah, I'm going to start this computer company? And everyone around him said, oh, what a great idea. Wow. Oh, what a magical idea, Stevie. Yeah, Stevie, you should totally rock it out, man. Oh, yeah, totally supportive. Let me know if you need any money. No, they're probably like, dude, you're an idiot. Finish your degree and get a job so you're not broke and living in a van down by the river, right? And so do you think for a second that any of these amazing entrepreneurs that created anything had everyone around them agreeing with them and saying, oh, yeah, great idea, buddy, right? No, right? It certainly didn't happen in my space. I remember when I left the corporate world and I started telling people, yeah, I'm going to leave the corporate world. And they're like, oh man, what's wrong with you? What about benefits? What about this? What about that? Well, what if this happens? Well, what if that happens? What do I do? Like, I had like almost zero people agree with me, accept of me, approve of my ideas of getting out of corporate world so I could do my own thing, right? Hardly anyone agreed with that. And so you gotta understand that you don't require, just like Steve Jobs didn't, just like Elvis didn't. You know, Elvis was told when he went and auditioned at Opryland, he was told to go back to being a truck driver. Okay, so apparently, because at least three of you have heard of him, but apparently he didn't require acceptance, approval, or agreement. And so I'm just going to encourage you that you also don't require that. You don't have to have acceptance, approval, or agreement. And so number one, have posture in your prospecting. And for those outside of rank makers, that's probably a secret. You probably don't hear that often enough, or you hear the word posture, but it's not explained to you and broken down what that means. So just expand one level further. So posture, like I said, was a belief in what you have regardless of external acceptance or approval. And all of y'all have posture around something, right? You have posture actually around multiple things. So let me give you two fun examples, two and two, right back at you. So two examples. Number one, let's say that one of your buddies comes to you and says, hey man, bro, I was on Wikipedia last night. Turns out, electricity is a scam. You're going to be like, yeah, come again? Yeah, man, electricity is a scam. I just read it, man. There's a Sanjay, he released this document and it said electricity, not real. It's what it said. It's what it said, bro. Not for a second. You're going to be like, oh my goodness. Oh my God, is he right? Man, all these years I thought I was using lights around me and ceiling fans and blenders and toasters and oh my God, what am I going to do? right? Because you have posture around electricity. You do, right? Unless you're way too easily influenced by the opinions of others, you have posture around electricity, okay? You know another place you have posture? And a lot of times people will say, well, Ray, I got this amazing thing. It's an amazing product, amazing service, amazing opportunity, amazing team, amazing ground floor, patent pending, opportunity, $1 billion, right? So they have all these great adjectives and descriptors of their thing. And they say, how do I get someone that thinks network marketing is a scam and I'm going to prison and maybe also going to hell? How do I turn them around? How do I convince them otherwise? Stop trying to convince them otherwise. Let me ask you this. How do you convince someone, mom's in the house, dad's in the house, right? How do you convince someone, mom and dad, if someone calls your kid ugly? How do you convince them otherwise? Or do you say, to hell with you? Which one do you do? Do you say, no, he has great features. See, I see he's got the jawline. He's got ears at least. He's got a little haircut and stuff. You know, he's wearing jeans. I mean, you know. Do you try to convince them if they say your kid's ugly? Do you say, no, here's why. Here's why. Look, he's got the, you know, symmetrical eyeballs and he's got, you know, hair here, right? Or do you say, get the hell out of here. Get out of here. Beat it, jerk. Yeah. Right. You know, I'm not condoning calling people jerks, but I am condoning not to convince them. If someone says, that's a scam, that's a big, and you're going to go to hell, buddy. All right, cool. Hey, thanks for your opinion, man. Hey, rock on. See y'all later. I'm not going to say, no, my kid's good looking. See, I mean, look at her ears and her little nose. No, you don't think so? Or here, let me try harder. I'm going to try to convince her. See her little, you know, cute little hands? Stop it. Stop trying to convince people who are dedicated to not understanding. Okay? So there you go. So hopefully that's a prospecting secret for you if you're wanting to get more results.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.